Public ban on Islamist hate preacher Anjem Chowdhury to be lifted, report. By Kurt Sindelka on February 1, 2021. Infamous Islamic hate preacher Anjem Chowdhury will be free to spread his malevolent rhetoric in Britain, as his ban on public speaking will be lifted later this year, a report claims. Chowdhury was convicted in 2016 of supporting Islamic State. Upon his release from prison in 2018, after serving less than half of his 5.5-year sentence, he was barred from public speaking, in one of the more extreme release condition orders given in the history of the UK. However, the Mail on Sunday reported that his license restrictions will be removed by the end of May, prompting concerns that the extremist preacher will set about radicalizing young Muslims in Britain yet again. Terrorism expert Michael Kenny warned that as a result of serving time in prison, Chowdhury would be more effective in recruiting for his Islamist cause as he will have street cred, explaining, "He is no longer just a talker but has served time for his cause, so he has greater credibility." Before his imprisonment, the Pakistani heritage cleric regularly appeared on mainstream British media, spreading Islamist messages while carefully skirting the law. He was finally convicted in 2016 for a YouTube video, in which he called upon his supporters to obey deceased ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and to go to Syria support Islamic State. Chowdhury denied the charges, professing to merely be lecturer in Sharia law and was only giving the Islamic perspective. The leader of the banned al-Muhajirun group has been tied to a multitude of fatal Islamist attacks, including London Bridge terrorist Khurram Butt, suspected executioner New Jihadi John Siddhartha Dar, and Osman Khan, a convicted jihadist automatically released from prison on license halfway through his term, who stabbed two people to death and hospitalized three others. According to the Wall Street Journal, the extremist regularly joked about the September 11th terror attacks and even organized a funeral for Osama bin Laden in 2011. One of the key pillars of his ideology has been to overthrow the democratic freedoms of the United Kingdom and implement a Taliban-style system of government, saying, "We don't believe in democracy. As soon as they have authority, Muslims should implement Sharia. This is what we're trying to teach people." The radical preacher has reportedly penned an autobiography. However, it is doubtful that Chowdhury will stand to benefit financially from the book as the Treasury would likely seize any profits from any sales. According to a Home Office source cited by the Mail on Sunday, MI5 security agents and police officers will continue to monitor Chowdhury after his license conditions are completed. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.